It is being touted as the next 50 Shades of Grey. After began as a work of erotic online fan fiction loosely based on the hugely popular British boy band One Direction. The first volume of After just hit stores, as NPR's Petra Mayer reports.
Let's rewind a little to those words, fan fiction, because I know half of you heard it and turned off the radio. In which case, you can't hear me now, so maybe the next car over is tuned to NPR. Anyhow, fan fiction is what happens when you love something, a TV show, a book, a movie, so much that you want to spend more time with it. You want to fill in the gaps in the story, figure out the home life of that guy in the background, rewrite the endings that you don't like, or imagine what would happen, say, if you were going to college with your favorite boy band.
"Don't cry, Tess," Harry whispers. "I hadn't realized I was." He brings his hand up, and I fight the urge to flinch away. What is he doing? The pat of his thumb captures the tear before it rolls down my cheek. My lips part in surprise from his gentle touch. Who is this guy, and where is the snarky, rude Harry?
After is set at a small state college, where innocent heroine Tessa falls in with a wild crowd. Tattooed bad boy Harry Styles, a fictional version of the real singer, and his One Direction bandmates, who serve as a backup cast of rowdy frat brothers, though author Anna Todd swears she's not Tessa herself.
But as my readers got to know me and my friends started reading it, they're like, "You are Tessa. You're a less annoying version of Tessa."
Harry and Tessa, the fans call them Hessa, fight and break up, make up and make out, and their saga has proven incredibly popular with readers.
They would catch on to clues I was dropping. I have some plot twists in the story. And so whenever they would get too close to know what's going on, I would throw in something to kind of throw them off and kind of pull the strings as they were reading.
As she went along, Todd included notes to her readers at the top of new chapters, pointing out fan art or promising extra chunks of story if more people commented. Fan fiction gets sneered at a lot, for ripping off other stories, for being badly written, but like any other genre, there's good fanfic and bad. And before you turn your nose up, consider this.
This is no different, I think, from people telling stories around a campfire. Back when you had a common mythology, say, Arthurian legend, and people would tell stories about it.
That's Ann Jameson, a literature professor at the University of Utah, who's actually teaching a class on fanfic. Jameson says even Shakespeare lifted other people's characters for his plays. Now, I'm not sure how much farther you can take that parallel, but like Shakespeare in his day, fanfiction today is massively popular entertainment. Ashley Gardner is the head of content at Wattpad, the site where Todd originally posted her work.
I think it was one of the biggest stories we've ever seen on Wattpad. I think that what really impressed us was the fan engagement around it.
And she's not kidding. The cover of the paperback version of After boasts of 1 billion online reads. Again, Ashley Gardner.
I was regularly seeing photos on Instagram that would be pictures of Harry Styles and his girlfriend. And one of our marketing team pointed out to me that that was not his girlfriend, that was a character from the book that fans were photoshopping in.
Wattpad knew they had a hit on their hands. They took the book to Gallery, an imprint of Simon & Schuster, who signed Todd to a reported six-figure deal earlier this year and turned After into a four-book series. But it's not all sunshine and hashtags. Though Harry and his bandmates have been renamed to avoid copyright issues, many One Direction fans are incensed at the book's depiction of him as a callous but compelling creep. And since the original story is staying up online, there's no guarantee that Todd's readers will buy the paperback version, even with cleaned-up paragraphs and more sex.
You tell me that you're sad or lost your way. You tell me that your tears are here to stay.
But no matter which version of After you're reading, Anna Todd has this soundtrack recommendation.
Through the Dark, for sure. That's my favorite One Direction song.
As for One Direction themselves, a representative for the band gave a resounding no comment. Petra Mayer, NPR News.